Long Walk Home by Ellen Oaksmith, read by Jennifer Woodward for Saga Egmont. To Maury Oaksmith, funny, genuine, and full of life, the real deal, and my dad. Chapter 1. The Promise. Two little words could change everything. Coming soon. The moment she typed them, her open window banged slightly in a sudden wind. Lola remembered it later, thinking it was like something out of a movie. Two little words. They were the butterflies that set off a hurricane in the Alvarez family. The Blue Hills Winery blog was Lola's vision of the winery and restaurant. The more colorful picture of her garden and her dog, her pizza recipes. Nobody in her family read the Blue Hills Winery blog. In their eyes, it was one more of Lola's fanciful ideas that, since it didn't cost a dime, Carmen, who, let's face it, was more like the empress than the directing manager, tolerated. Which gave Lola a lot of freedom. Maybe too much. Enough to write a blog post featuring photos of tiny cabins that she'd found on Pinterest and become more than a little obsessed with. The kind of place you could hole up in and hide from the world. The outsides were charming, with peaked roofs, blue shutters, flower boxes at the window, and front porches just large enough for two chairs and a table. Perfect for a couple to relax and share a bottle of wine after a long day of hiking or swimming or lazing at the beach. Later, Lola would wonder if the whole thing came about because she was the one who needed to escape. Either way, it happened. The butterfly flapped its tiny wings. Lola distinctly remembered rereading the post, looking out the window before she hit publish. It was unseasonably warm. Her window was open, the smell of apples, sharp and sweet, drifting in from the orchard, a glass of wine at her elbow. The fortunate, or unfortunate, caption below the post about the tiny cabins, they always must be prefaced with a tiny, Lola instinctively knew this was part of their charm, the minute aspect, had been coming soon. She'd hiked up to the top of the orchard, the place she alone called Daisy Hollow. She'd stood, with her dog, also named Daisy, at the idyllic spot where she'd last been 100% utterly happy. She'd snapped a photo of the view. To be fair, she'd known that anyone staying in this spot would be given a respite from ordinary life. Although it was on the winery estate, it was removed from the main buildings by a long, steep slope. The rows of vines provided privacy and acted as a sound barrier. The hollow was a world unto itself. It was a community service, this blog post. She was willing to share Daisy Hollow with the world. Looking down from these heights would infuse even the weariest soul with a renewed appreciation for life. The vantage was from the highest spot in the orchard, snug against the striated cliff that was home to nesting owls and bats who lived in the scrubby vegetation growing from the red soil, coming out to hunt in the orchard at night. Guarded by the cliffs, the orchards of Blue Hills spread like a lush velvet mantle down the hill, stopping at Orchard House, where the restaurant, built onto what used to be the master suite on the east side of the house, overlooked the lake. Below Orchard House was the old orchard, and across a narrow street, Lake Chelan. From this lookout, the lake wound around a point until it vanished over the horizon into the North Cascades. The neighboring vineyard, Hollister Estate, was to the east. Lola's sister, Carmen, was marrying Evan Hollister this summer. Her wedding planning, combined with managing the Blue Hills Winery, was keeping her in a suspended state of stress that was three levels higher than her normal type A frenetic behavior. She was unbearable to be around.